Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Gizo Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment of Reflections on Shabbos. I just want to share an interesting comment from the Orach Chaim. It says in the Pasuk, Sheshes Yamim Teyasem Lacha, that for 6 days your work will be done, and then the seventh day will be Shabbos. What a strange phrasing. Not you will do work, at least not in this pasuk. In this pasuk it says your work will be done. A little bit of an interesting pasuk. We're going to speak later on in the series of some other ideas about this pasuk. But I just want to share with you what the Orach Chaim says. The Orach Chaim says that if a person is a Shomer Shabbos, if a person observes the Shabbos, then they can be confident that the work that they need to get done will get done through the week. In other words, that it's a special blessing that God sends, that for all of those who are diligent about making it their business to keep the Shabbos, even though that's very challenging from a professional perspective, God sends a blessing that what we need to get done the other 6 days will happen. Just an interesting thought on a pasuk. Another thought having to do with the gift of Shabbos in all kinds of ways is one from the Malbim. There's an interesting line in the Medrash. The Medrash says that God says to Moshe, Matana tova yeshli beveis genazi v'shabos shma. I have a good gift, a special gift in my treasury house, and its name is Shabbos. Okay, we actually spoke earlier on in the series that Moshe says to Bnei Israel, see that God gave you the Shabbos. So that seems to be connected to that God. The Medrash is saying that God says that Shabbos that I have is a special gift from my treasury house. So it's a strange language. It's a gift from God's treasury. Why don't you just say, doesn't God just say, I have a gift to give you that's called Shabbos? What's the significance of the treasury house? So the Malbim says as follows. The Malbim says, if you were to tell me that if I do something or another, I get an experience of Olam Haba, of the world to come, how much does that mean to me? It means nothing to me. I mean, I guess it's a good thing. I have no idea what Olam Haba is like. You want to talk to me, Lahav Dalfe of Dos? You want to talk to me about a corned beef sandwich? I get it. I don't know what Olam Haba is like. So there's a source that says that Shabbos is equal to 1/60th of Olam Haba. So the experience, the inspiration of a Shabbos, the joy of that spiritual connection of a Shabbos is equal to 1/60th of Olam Haba. But God says to Moshe, your people won't be able to understand what that means because they don't know what Olam Haba is. So therefore, you'll tell them that I have a special gift in my treasury. It's something that I have stored away, and you don't know what it is, and you don't know what currency to relate to it. But Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba. It's an interesting thought from the Malbim. Another just general statement, the Orach Chaim says, based on the pasuk, it says, "Beini uvein bnei Yisrael oshi liolam." God says, "Between me and the Jewish people, Shabbos is a sign liolam." What does that mean? That Shabbos is a sign liolam? You could theoretically translate in one of two ways. One way to translate it is oshi liolam. Liolam literally means to the world, but liolam many times means for eternity, for the duration of the world. So God says, between me and Bnei Yisrael, this Shabbos is an eternal sign. Oshi liolam. The Orach Chaim says a different idea. The Orach Chaim says that Shabbos is a sign between God and the Jewish people, liolam, to the entire world, to all the residents of the world, that the world sees that for all these generations, we keep the Shabbos. That's a statement that of a belief that God created the world, and the entire world, all the inhabitants of the world learn from that. And that's a remarkable thing that, like we spoke last week, God allows us to be partners in his grand plan through the concept of the Shabbos. So that's another special blessing that Shabbos brings along with it. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.